David. But you got it wrong. The suffragettes were all about speaking up, screaming for their rights. You can't speak up for your right to be silent. That's letting the bad guys win. If the suffragettes did that, women wouldn't be able to vote yet. I blow a bubble in his face. He folds the gum wrappers into tiny triangles. David. Don't get me wrong. I think what you did was kind of cool and getting stuck in Miss wasn't fair. But don't expect to make a difference unless you speak up for yourself. Me. Do you lecture all your friends like this? David. Only the ones I like.
David is definitely making some good points. Like Mr. Freeman, David is advising Melinda to speak out. Even though David doesn't know anything about the party, or anything at all about Melinda's problems, he's giving her good advice when he tells her that she's not going to change anything by keeping silent. Let's continue on page 159, in the middle of the page where it says, "We both chew on."
We both chew on this for a minute. The bell rings. I keep looking in my locker for a book that I already know isn't there. David checks his watch 100 times. We hear Principal bellow, "Let's move it, people." David, "Maybe I'll call you." Me, "Maybe I won't answer." Chew, chew, blow bubble pop. "Maybe I will." Is he asking me out? I don't think so. But he kind of is. I guess I'll answer if he calls. But if he touches me, I'll explode, so a date is out of the question. No touching.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 5 into your CD player and begin reading the next chapter at the top of page 160.